And this poem, which I wrote at about the same time as the last one, I think is about as close to speech as I can get. It's called First Exercise, and I wrote it when I began swimming about a year and a half ago. First Exercise. I was swimming because I wanted to get skinny, having passed the age of 30 when the body begins its gradual revenge for all those days of inattention it secretly begrudged all along. So I was finally paying it my full attention, pulling it as I could back and forth across the pool's width at the baby end. Standing after each lap to wait for breath and study the excellent rhythms of the swimmers in the roped lanes of the Olympic pool adjoining, as the light from high leaded windows broke around them into diamonds on the waves. And then nod to my companions at this end, two impossibly vigorous white-capped old men and a dark woman in a black spandex suit that fit her like skin. I've always hated swimming for impeccable reasons, especially since I'm nearly blind without my contact lenses. And I didn't understand that the new goggles I bought for my new regimen did not mean I could keep my lenses in and see new things. So from one of my fancy underwater racing turns, I came up without them and stood and looked and felt the rush of panic into my chest, that disbelief when suddenly there's a terrible cut across your face or someone loved is dead. Of course, after a moment, I could think, it's only my contact lenses. But still, I dived for them again and again, trying to hold myself under to pet the tile with my palms. And later, as I walked home, the world, a blur of dull color, run together, I thought of my friend diving at dusk in a pond for his lost daughter, and what came to him when his hands sunk in the cold mud at the bottom.